Our family.
Hello and welcome to Our Family, the series of podcasts brought to you by the Harlesville Fertility Clinic. We call our family, our patients, members of staff and partners. Today's podcast is about Anne-Marie and her journey to have her second child with Harlesville Fertility Clinic.
So my daughter was born in September 2017, and then I suppose it was the beginning of when she kind of reached one and a bit that we kind of thought, well, we'd quite like to try for a sibling for her, because also we were both getting older, and that obviously affects your fertility as well. So to give us the best chance, we decided to go back to treatment. So we went to see Dr. Venkat in the January, just after Christmas, and then we started treatment again. And because obviously the familiarity of the clinic, and we were very pleased with the level of care we received the previous time, and also I kind of understood my fertility and the issues a little bit more, and I knew that Dr. Venkat and her team did, and I had confidence in that. So we went back to the clinic. Once again, we didn't really rush into it again. We kind of once again took time. We had to obviously redo a lot of the tests, including the killer cell test. I decided to not to do the intralipids this time, because they, you know, we did them a lot the previous time and they didn't have the desired impact. So I went straight for the IVIG process with follow-on intralipids, which is part of the follow-on to it. And we were incredibly lucky that we did a fresh cycle and I got pregnant with my son, and he was born 6 weeks ago. He was born at the end of May. So that's our journey, really. We're just grateful and incredibly lucky to have a little boy and a little girl. It wasn't a straightforward journey, and certainly, yeah, there's lots of ups and downs to it, and the emotional roller coaster that goes along with doing IVF as well.
How did you find the whole experience? You said it was overwhelming.
The experience of actually having IVF, for me, it was a little bit overwhelming because I didn't know if it would work. The first time, I didn't know if it was work. I was quite, you know, nervous. You know, I really wanted to have a family, and I was very nervous that it wasn't going to work, and I didn't know how I would cope if it didn't work, you know, how I would feel emotional on an emotional level, and my husband too. But actually afterwards, the second time, I was able to be a lot more positive, because I knew it had worked the first time, and I was very confident in the fact that it would. But I think throughout it all, the support that we got with regards to the process really helped us keep focused and keep on track, and the good humour of the team. The first time round, they were different girls, both called Rachel. There were some great nurses called Rachel and Isabel. Was the first time round, and then the second time, our second round, we had another nurse called Rachel and Adrian as well. And throughout both of them, Marion was absolutely brilliant as well. I can't fault the nursing staff. Like, they would ring me and they were very kind of like frank and open, and they were very caring, and whenever I was in for any kind of intralipid infusions or whatever, you know, they would always keep me rallied, because I've got probably the worst veins on the planet, and I was pretty sure at one point they probably had a picture of me in the nurse's staff room, and they were like putting it as a dartboard, because like I'm very difficult to put a cannula in for, etc. And they were very patient, and they really tried hard, bless them, and they worked an absolute sterling. They are definitely of note, without a doubt. And reception staff as well, like the guys on reception, they're brilliant. Like, even when I went in with my daughter, they would kind of, if it was just a quick blood test or something that I was in for, and I say quick because it's never easy to find a vein, but in general, a quick blood test, they'd be quite happy to kind of keep my daughter in reception and kind of like keep her amused for a minute or two. And Severe came in at one point, and he'd only just had a newborn baby himself, and he was helping out. And like, you know, I just think, yeah, there were so many incredibly hardworking people at Harley Street. You know, the embryologists, you know, they some of the people you might not see very much, because you'd only have, you'd only need to see them, say, like, for example, like the embryologists, you only sort of see them after transfer or after you've had the egg collection and that. But then when they ring you, but when they see you around the clinic afterwards, etc., there's always a smile and or an acknowledgement, which I think is lovely, because it's that human touch. They'd be the people of note for sure for me. But yeah, the nursing staff and the guys on reception, Stephen and Joanna. Yeah.
Our family.
A message for other women.
I think my biggest message would be, don't rush. I thoroughly understand everyone, the need and the emotional state of mind that people are in when you start the IVF process, or when you start the journey. And I would describe it like as a journey, because I just think you need to take your time and listen to the medical advice and not rush it, because everyone's journey is different. And also, don't measure yourself against other people, because it has to be what's right for you, and it has to be a personalized approach. And I think that's the one thing that really struck me with Harley Street and Dr. Venkat, and how amazing she was, is that she was really willing to listen to kind of like, you know, my ideas and listen to my questions and kind of personalize the approach for me. And I think that, you know, any woman who's, or any couple that are going through this process, you know, they need to follow the path and the journey that is right for them, and not try and get bogged down with, oh, but it's 6 months since we first saw somebody and we're still not pregnant, or we're still not any further. Because actually, you know, for me, I had to lose weight both times. So although, you know, we started a consultation in January, we didn't have the embryo transfer and the egg collection, like with my son, until the August. So it was 8 months again before we'd actually, you know, it was a bit quicker than with my daughter, but you know, it wasn't that kind of we went in the January and then we had treatment immediately, you know, on my next cycle, because for me that wasn't right. And I think that what the important thing is listen to the advice from the team, you know, and make sure that you make informed, right decisions that will have a positive outcome and impact for you. The support that Dr. Venkat gives throughout the entire process is really good. You know, she's outstanding. I don't really have very many negative things to say about her. You know, she always greets me with a smile, and I almost feel like it's a shame now that we've completed our family, because, you know, I will sort of like miss like the support that she would give throughout the process. Like she's definitely she's one of a kind, definitely. She instills trust and support. So yeah.
You will always be part of the family, you know. Even if you completed your family.
I definitely feel that, and I'm looking forward when times are better to bring in my son and my daughter to meet the whole team at the clinic. I'm hoping that maybe in the autumn I'll be able to come in and introduce them to everyone there.
We are looking forward to it. We'd like to thank Anne-Marie for being such an inspiration for other women. And we would also like to thank Poppy for providing the jingles of this podcast. Podcast by Delia Corolla.